Hey, you thought we disappeared, didn't you? No, Tolston Jam is here. We took a little break before the back-to-school sports craziness begins. I'm Tim Oster Toast, and this is Paul McDonald. He's the one we call Jam.
That's right.
Are you still jamming?
I'm still jamming.
Okay. The kid is back from vacation. You got a lot of rest.
The kid. Thank you for that, sir. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
By the way, we're at the 1047 Studios in beautiful downtown Valley City. 1047. Look at the clock.
It's always
1047. You know, time stands still for Toast and Jam.
Right.
So we never get old.
No.
Okay. Toast and Jam every week brought to you by North Dakota Army National Guard and Nodak Insurance Chris Quilvang Agent. I do want to thank our executive producer, Eric Kringley. Let's recap our trivia question from 2 weeks ago when the Olympics were going on. Trivia brought to you by Nodak Insurance. What was the first city to host the Olympics twice? First city ever to host the Olympics twice. Guys, we have our guests here, and we'll tell you who they are, but you can guess, or maybe you'll have to guess who they are before we introduce. Yeah. But anyway, any guess at all?
Athens.
Okay.
One.
Anybody else? Anybody else with a guess?
I know.
What? I know you do. What was the first city to host the Olympics twice? Kind of ironic. Where was it held?
This year?
Paris.
Yeah.
There you go.
Paris, France. Twice. By the way, the Olympic team did very well at this year's Olympics. 126 medals to China's 91. Both had 40 golds. Not bad. Basketball teams won.
Yeah. Like 8 straight gold medals in all for the women.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you got to come up a little closer there, Paul.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. We'll have more trivia coming up later in the podcast. Trivia brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang Agent. Well, we had another baseball championship in Valley City this past summer. The 12U team captured a championship a few weeks ago. Always exciting when Valley City can win a baseball championship. We have a few gentlemen who helped out with that 12U team. Coaches Ross Berg, TJ Hansen, and Jeremy Weeb. Another championship for this team. I'll tell you what, I like the sound of it. I'm getting used to it. And I think there's some good future ahead. Ross Berg.
Yeah, you know, we had a good group of kids. And when you have talented players, make things a whole heck of a lot easier. The boys had a real good summer last year when we won the state championship. And then coming back, you never know quite what to expect, what other teams may have, what we've got. If our boys got better, because everybody else gets better too. But they did. And had a fun summer. A few different tournaments throughout the year, and then of course at the end of the year the big one for us is the state every year, and we're able to win another one.
Okay. Well, here's a question for the guys. We'll get Jeremy Weeb and TJ here too, TJ Hansen. What's making this group of young players click? What seems to be the chemistry here?
I think there's just a big competitive muscle in a lot of these kids. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, I think we went a little over 500 for the year during the regular season, but during the tournaments, there's a strong competitive side to a lot of our kids. Good pitching, good defense, good offense. You know, you put two or three of those together, you can compete. When the bright lights are on, I feel like we have all three, and our kids do really well.
Yeah, and it seems like when things like that click and you're winning games and you got a little program going, everybody wants to get in on it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Future of baseball in Valley City looks very bright then. I mean, we're talking 10, 11, 12, you know, and before you know it, they're going to be playing Babe Ruth and Legion baseball, and that's a good sign for Valley City.
Yeah, it's a big hope that we can keep these kids together for a long time.
You got it. Okay. Okay, I coach my son in basketball, and that wasn't always easy. You guys have some sons out there. How do you separate dad from coach? TJ?
Well, some of the main things that I do is usually leaving the field or after the field is there's not much talk. On the field, it's I'm a coach, I'm not your dad, I'm just the coach. And when we take off and we head home, there's not a lot of talk about baseball. We might do some drills, we might do some practicing, but it's not like a lot of baseball per se talk. Maybe some situational stuff, but nothing about how to hit and how to pitch and all that stuff. So try to separate it as when I'm on the field, if I'm talking to you, it's the same as Jeremy, it's the same as Ross. And my son responds pretty well to these two guys and sometimes not so great to me. So, but I coach him in wrestling as well, and that's a little bit more, I would say, emotional sport. You know, you get a lot of ups and downs fast in wrestling, whereas baseball, it's, you know, you strike out once in a while and stuff like that, but it's kind of a longer game.
Let's talk about the kids. That's who we're talking here about. Who are they? Who are these kids? Do you have a list of the kids that are playing? I'd like to hear who, you know, we hear about these teams winning championships, but we really don't know a lot about the team. And I know Ross has.
Yeah, I can give you a rundown of our roster. So we have Garrett Govan, Beck Dietrich, Gray Kozowski, Callan Hansen, Riley Rolfsma, Braden Schultz, Lincoln Berg, Brody Kalbrenner, Kaysen Zimba, Gavin Weeb, Avery Gerlach, and Camden Larson. And a good mix of, and so we're 12U, and so for Valley Cities, we have 11-year-olds on this team, and we've got some 12-year-olds on this team. And they, like a lot of sports, these guys play, a lot of them play hockey together. And then there's some that, if they aren't in hockey, you know, TJ mentioned wrestling earlier, maybe they're wrestling together or whatever. So, they, I mean, pretty darn good cohesiveness amongst the team. And then for the 3-4 months that we've got them, I would say that they're really, really tight together. You know, if we've got practice at 4 o'clock, there's a lot of days where I'm picking my son up from one of their houses where they're playing wiffle ball with 7, 8 or the other guys, or having them be together for those few months is awful lot of fun. Awful lot of fun.
Yeah, and you're hanging with your kids too, which is kind of cool too. You know what's going on there.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, I after the season got over, I got a text message from one of my friends who coaches a team kind of down in the Twin Cities area for slightly younger age, but he just said, you know, we're real lucky that we get a chance to coach our sons during this time. And I feel the exact same way. I mean, hanging out with my son before practice, before the game, during the game, after the game, those things are awesome. And I'll echo exactly what TJ said. You know, you get in the car after the game, and I'll just tell him, I'm not the coach anymore. I'm just your dad. So we can talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. And just seeing his excitement for baseball, seeing the other boys' excitement for baseball. Just a terrific summer.
Well, you guys all played a lot of baseball too, and you have a lot of knowledge to pass on. And I think a lot of people appreciate that as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, when we're kind of putting this together, we're seeing, but putting the teams together, because we've got two teams in Valley City, a 10U and the 12U, just kind of, you know, going through and identifying, well, are there baseball guys that are parents or that are associated with some of the players? And yeah, each of us had experience playing baseball after high school. One of the most fun things for me this year was getting to the point where, now that they're 11 and 12, they played a lot of baseball now over the last couple of summers, you can get into some of the more finer details, you know, kind of doing some more of the actual baseball stuff. Because our boy, the team has always been real good. Hitting the ball, fielding the ball, pitching the ball. But baseball is a lot of situational stuff, a lot of little things, a lot of few plays each and every game. And now they're starting to pick those things up and being able to execute and respond and having it be second nature on, you know, there's a 1,000 situations when there's guys on first and third. You're trying to play defense, and a fly ball goes this way or that way. And seeing them improve over the summer, I know that the coaches, Jeremy and TJ, they're better at some of those things. How to relate this to the team better than I am. So getting some of those drills that you were looking at in practice, having how to communicate that during the game, how we're going to approach these things. I think having some of the baseball experience that we've got and from different personalities, even amongst us three, I think that that's helpful. I think that's helpful for the team.
Yeah. Anticipating that next play. So important. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do if this happens or if that happens? That's baseball.
Yeah, it's huge. It's all instinctual. Get them ready for that. Ross touched on cohesiveness with the players, cohesiveness with us coaches as well. A, we got along really well, but B, Ross played college shortstop. TJ was kind of a catcher specialist. I took the outfield, so we really melded or gelled really well as a group. And then our parents as well. We had a great group of parents on this squad, which makes the summer a breeze for us. You know, Ross was saying there was one day where, you know, pick your kid up from a friend's place. There was one day where Chris and Sheila Larson held the entire team for a wiffle ball camp or a wiffle ball tournament. They got there at 9 in the morning. They fed them, gave them snacks, got us rides, and then we had practice at 4 o'clock that day. So
nice.
Everyone gets along really
well. Nice. No, that's so great. Okay, Ross, are you a golfer? Are you?
No.
I'm leading into my next question here. TJ and Jeremy are, and not only good with baseball, but are very good golfers. Do you have any golfers on this baseball team?
I would say, yeah, probably six of them. Yeah, okay. Probably six kids, and they're getting a little extra liberty than they would get to grab the carts and go down to the course and play for. They'd like to play a little more than mom and dad let them sometimes, but yeah, they love it.
How do you see the two going together, baseball and golf?
I guess I'm not technical enough to answer that, but the competitive side of these kids, you can see how upset and how frustrated they are when they don't flush a drive every once.
I always look at that eye-hand coordination with the bat and the golf club. I know a lot of people say, oh, you don't play golf when you're playing baseball. I disagree. I think there is a connection to the two with that hand-eye coordination. You got like hockey and golf, same thing. Right, TJ?
Situationally, too. Yeah. You know, baseball
definitely.
Golf isn't a super fast sport either, and neither is baseball. Right. There's some downtime. You wait for other people to hit. You got to be thinking about where you want to hit the ball, that type of stuff. I think a lot of that goes in, especially situational with baseball as well. Where you going to go with the ball when you get it?
If you got
a ground ball or a fly ball, what are you doing? And that stuff. And that was one thing that Ross touched on a little bit. But I think our kids from day one, even though they came in, you know, we had the season last year that we played pretty well. And the kids, I think, learned a ton last year. And they came in pretty knowledgeable, or at least knowing some. But I think from day one till the finish, there was a huge jump in situational things. Outfielders being able to catch the ball and throw it to the correct cutoff man or the correct base. Infielders knowing where they're going to go with the ball. There was one thing that I really saw all year, probably all year, from a lot of our kids was the attention at every play. Mm. Most of them, most of the time, were focused every single pitch. And that was something that we stressed, probably Coach Ross more than myself, but we stress that you have to be ready every play. I would watch other teams in the field, and then I'd watch our team in the field. And a lot of times there was a big difference. The other teams, you know, would have kids that would be a little bit of daydreaming.
Attention span is not real long.
Yep. And they're only 12. I mean, we got to remember they're only 12.
Well, so hey, there's Legion players that don't have an attention span either. So
right.
You'll see they're gazing around in the outfield or whatever. But yeah, you got to be into
every
play.
That's something that I really focused on or watched, I guess, observed myself. And it was other teams had kids kind of all over sometimes. And our kids, for the most part, were pretty on getting ready every pitch and that stuff. So that was really important.
How do we compare this? I mean, now we're seeing the Little League World Series on TV. How do we... Where are you guys at with that? I mean, where are we at with that? I mean, is there a connection? Can you move on to something like that?
If Valley City would have chose to make that decision or go that route, let's say 6 months ago or 9 months ago,
okay,
and say that you want to be part of the Little League World Series, or be on the path to the Little League World Series, yes, that is an option for this group. For us, for Valley City, we felt that Cal Ripken, which is separate from the Little League World Series, provides a better competitive experience for the boys. And when I say competitive experience, sometimes if you get into the Little League World Series tract, you are limited in the number of or the who you can play, right, when you play them, and the number of tournaments that you can play prior to that. Mm. And your the structure we didn't feel the structure fit us as well as the Cal Ripken. And the reason I say that, the Cal Ripken allows for a couple of different divisions. The division that we're in is AA. There's not a league for like an Eastern North Dakota League or a Western North Dakota League. And what that allows us to do, it allows us to play anybody we want at any time we want at their place or at our place or however that may go. And the best thing that comes from that is we can play AAA teams, and we played maybe 20 games this year against AAA teams. When you're playing against AAA teams, the best teams out of Fargo, the best teams out of Bismarck, the best teams out of West Fargo, I think that makes us better. And I think that when our team sees other teams doing all of the little things correctly,
right,
and when we see a little bit of higher velocity from our opponents, you're a better hitter. The only way to hit better pitching is to see better pitching. And I think that we've set them up with the Cal Ripken route for being better when they're age 13, 14, 15, 16. Mm-hmm. And the Little League World Series, and I'm not speaking poorly of the Little League World Series, mm-hmm, it just doesn't allow us to do some of the things with our schedule that we think will develop the boys in the best way possible.
Gotcha. Perfect.
Well, one of the things I noticed, when I was writing the articles, I think every single kid on the roster would get mentioned because they contributed in some way, shape, or form. And that's got to be something you as coaches, it's like, you don't know, it doesn't matter who's going to be on the mound, because whatever person now is pitching, okay, his position needs to be taken over by somebody, and that person steps right in. Is that something, too, you guys just feel you've got to consider yourselves lucky with? And the 10U as well, I know Josh Kosowski, Chad Leake, and Mark Potts, they coach the 10U. Just we're well-rounded, these guys, and how everybody contributes to, this year was a 29-15-1 record.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we got lucky with a good group of kids, but we always try to put the kids in a position where they can be successful. So, whether that's, pitching, we try to get every kid at least an inning or two on the mound and try them out. If is pitching right for you, we ended up, Brody Kalbrenner was our kind of primary catcher with Braden Schultz, and Callan Hansen did a little bit of that too, but just trying to put these kids in the best position that we can so that they can be successful and have that fun. We want baseball to be fun at the end of the day. But then again, getting some hits and some strikeouts and getting some success on the field, that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
And all these kids, except one, was on last year's Cal Ripken 11U championship, and we get Avery Gerlach steps in, and big time helps you guys out. you get the newcomer, and there you go. And you get another added piece to your puzzle.
And he fit right in. Yeah.
Yeah, and Coach Ross talked a little bit about it before, but we had five kids that are technically 11 on that team. We only had seven technical by age rule, 12-year-olds. Some of the kids turned 12 in June or July, but, of course, by Cal Ripken rules, they're only 11. So we had a good mesh of 12 and 11-year-olds. But, yeah, Avery Gerlach played in Jamestown, I believe, last year, and he came over and played with us, and he was very, very big for our team. Probably not predominantly an outfielder, but played a lot of outfield and played it very, very well.
Very good. Well, I'm going to wrap things up here a little bit. Who would you like to thank? I know you always you go through a season and you want to thank a lot of people out there, and you want to do that right now?
Yeah, sure. I guess the lot of people to thank for supporting Cal Ripken. Coach Jeremy mentioned the parents, obviously, giving us the chance to help the team and help their boys throughout the year. But then a few different partnerships that make this possible. VCBA, the Valley City Baseball Association, has done a nice job of supporting youth baseball. Did helped us out quite a bit with some, you know, equipment needs, and supporting us that way. VCSU, our home field is the shared facility with VCSU softball program, and I believe the Valley City Park and Rec also utilizes that complex down there. And without having a place to play, obviously home games wouldn't be possible with this. And we found that those partnerships were very, very beneficial. So huge thank you to VCSU. Huge thank to Valley City Park and Rec, Mike Lentz specifically, who also helped out with a few different things throughout the year. Yeah, absolute critical partnerships to be able to do these types of things. And big thank you to Josh Kozowski. Josh is kind of, Josh had an idea of what he wanted to do a couple of years ago, and put this in place. And I can honestly say without Josh, none of this happens. So, I guess I'll give Coach Jeremy and Coach TJ a chance if I missed anybody.
Josh still did a lot of the coordinating for us even this year. He wasn't okay. Technically on the field all the time, but boy, he kind of took the bull by the horns on this one for us.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe our wives for letting us spend the summer at the ballpark.
Yeah, there you go.
They enjoyed it because you guys weren't around.
Yeah, maybe that's a benefit for them.
And ballpark and golf course, you know, I mean.
Yeah, a little bit of that too.
Oh, goodness. TJ, anything there?
Yeah, I just have a couple tidbits on stats. Just a couple stats that were pretty outrageous to me that I thought. Season fielding percentage was .943.
Nice.
We only had 56 errors total in 45 games. So for 12U baseball, that's amazing. Our opponent scored 186 runs. We scored 287 runs, so we're over 100 runs more. Our season batting average was .287. At the state tournament, we batted .330, scored 54 runs, and we gave up 9 runs, only 6 earned runs given up. We had 9 walks in 5 games pitching in the state tournament, and our ERA at state was 1.615.
Very awesome.
So one other stat, we had one of our players, I'm not going to name the player, but we had a player with 104 at-bats and had 7 strikeouts. 104 official at-bats. He had 131 plate appearances, 7 strikeouts. Mm. So, I mean, that's pretty amazing.
We had Minnesota Twins could use some of those stats.
Yeah. Right. So we had 5 kids hit over .300 on the season.
Wow. That's great. That's awesome. Ross Berg, TJ Hansen, Jeremy Weeb, again, thank you for guiding these young people. And we appreciate what you're doing. Awesome job. Keep it up. It's great for Valley City. It is.
Thank you.
It's a community thing, you know. Got these young kids and something to be proud of, and they have something to be proud of, and that's all good. Very good, guys. We'll leave you with this. It's a little slogan. I usually do it at the end of the show, but it's a golf slogan, but it could work for baseball or any sport. This is from Arnold Palmer. This road to success is always under construction. The road to success is always under construction, and you're guiding these young people in the right direction, which is good. Thank you, guys. Appreciate your time, and we'll see you again. We're going to be around for a while, I think.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having you us. Bet. Mm-hmm. You can stick around, or if you got something going on, you're more than welcome.
Don't look at the clock. It's not going to tell you anything, Ross.
It's still at 10:47. Oh, anyway, one more thing. Hey, baseball and rock music go together. So, Ross, favorite rock band?
Pearl Jam.
Okay. See, they're younger than we are. But anyway, Jeremy, rock band, favorite rock band?
I'm going to go Blink-182.
Blink-182. Okay,
right.
Gotcha.
Metallica.
Metallica. Okay. See, as you go down, as you get a little older, it changes. Now, okay. Favorite rock band?
Oh, the Beatles.
The Beatles, okay. Yeah. Boy, that's a tough one. Tough.
Yours is the Flintstones.
No. Come on. Be nice. I'm going to go with the Eagles. My goodness. Yeah, or a little Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd
is still there, too. I was hoping somebody would say Great White. Remember Great White?
No.
Jack Russell, leader of Great White, passed away last week. And we had him at the winter show one year for the Fraternal Order of Police. We had Great White and Warrant in the same building, and that building withstood both of those groups. thanks, guys. Appreciate it. The Beatles. Yeah, the Beatles were pretty good, too.
Yeah, they were okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a break here with the North Dakota Army National Guard. We're going to get this guy in, or is he elusive?
He's elusive. Those recruiters are elusive.
Try to catch up with them. They're tough. They're out there recruiting. That's what they do.
That's what they do.
Army National Guard, great way to get things going in your life with college. You want your college paid for? Army sure. National Guard.
Sure.
That'll do it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Army National Guard, so many opportunities, and they have so many, they can help you prepare your future
with
a job career.
Yep.
And that's what makes it nice. And you're getting paid, too. Yeah, you get paid at the same time.
Get paid to go to school.
It doesn't have to be a football player. It doesn't have to be anybody.
You can be a plumber.
You could be a plumber someday. You could be an electrician.
Yep.
We need those kind of people.
We do.
And they get paid.
Yeah, they get better computer, than, programmer,
be, better
whatever.
Better than podcasters.
Way better. Way better.
So how do we get connected here?
Well, I'm going to go back to school.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do we get connected, though, with the North Dakota Army National Guard?
You give him a call.
Yeah. His name is?
Anthony is his first name.
Anthony.
And I cannot pronounce his last name very well.
No, we'll have to work on that.
That is my goal sometime before the end of the year, that I will get Anthony's last name proper. And I apologize. I don't have the number right in front of me.
Okay.
I normally have it memorized.
I know you do. But I was
giving the wrong number to people, and then that person called me and told me to stop giving out my number. I'm not the recruiter.
I'm a bill collector.
And, oh, by the way, I've been meaning to talk to you. But we'll get that number for you. And, of course, if you go onto our website on toastandjam.com, the number's right there on the logo, on our podcast logo. And you can check out with the North Dakota National Guard.
Let's move on to our recapping of some of the sports here the last couple of weeks. Legion Baseball, we didn't get a chance to talk about them. They were at the state tournament. They did well.
They did well, yeah. Won one game, 1-2, but defeated Bismarck Reps.
That was the big one.
That was big because they were the top team out of the West, coming in 26-4, beat them 14-5. Will Schwer had 6 RBI. Brother James had 3 RBI. As a matter of fact, if you watch for tomorrow's Times Record, they had their awards banquet here last night, and we'll find out how the Euro and awards went for that team. And you say, well, state tournament team, they had a great record. Well, not really. They were 13-17.
They snuck in there.
They snuck in. Yeah. Number 9 seed got in the state tournament. So congratulations to Chase Carpenter and the crew, and a great Legion season.
And hats off to the Lisbon Legion baseball team capturing the state B championship. They hadn't won in like decades.
And we actually had them on the schedule. Valley City was to play the Lisbon Legion team towards the end of the season as kind of a tune-up, but because of rainouts and scheduling conflicts, we had to bump them to get a league game in.
Okay. Well, kudos to Lisbon. They're still talking about that one down there. They had a big parade. They had the whole works. I mean, I think it was like 50-some years, 70 years?
58 years? Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Pine to Palm tournament. Ben Sorensen wins the first flight.
Yep.
A lot of buzz about that.
And TJ Hansen, who was just here, he was won his opening match after he qualified, beat the number 2 seed, 4-3. And he said, I almost played too well in my qualifying because I was had some tougher guys.
Yeah.
Had some tougher competition.
You get all those higher seeds.
Absolutely.
And Jared Lentz got close to the Consy Championship. I think he was a game away or a match away.
He was one match away from getting to the Consolation Championship.
In the championship flight.
Yep. And he said, I had to play 37 holes in one day. He said, that's too much for this old man. I said, hang on there, stud. Old man.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah.
But a lot of his players that he's going to be coaching coming up here at the University of Jamestown were playing in that tournament.
Yeah. And he's going to be doing that here this fall, too. So watch for him. And the big Labor Day tournament in Jamestown is on Labor Day weekend, of course. You'll see Jared and his crew from UJ, and you'll see some other former Valley City golfers in that as well. And we had the Country Club Championship this weekend, this past weekend, Travis Ingstad and Ben Sorensen.
Yep, and TJ Hansen, he finished fifth.
Okay, and I believe Travis won it.
Yep.
It's usually Travis, Ben.
Alternating.
Why don't they just play off right away?
It's a Sorensen Ingstad tournament now.
It is. Let's see here. VCSU Sports, we've got, we've got volleyball. They're off and running.
They're off a great start. They're ranked number 22 in the country, preseason 25, have moved up three spots already. We're down in Florida, won 3 out of 4 matches. They're going to be back in action coming up here this weekend. And you want to mark it down in your calendar, September 10th, they'll host Concordia College at the bubble, the new look bubble.
That's right.
And you want to check that out, and that's when the volleyball team will be making their home debut.
Okay. Football
August
coming
29th
up
at Minot State. And matter of fact, they don't play a Saturday game until the 14th of September.
What's with that?
Up on the road.
What's and then
it's college football.
Yeah. They can do what they want.
Exactly.
Valley City High School Sports, we've got that going already, too. The girls' golf team in action a couple of times already.
They've had a couple of matches, a couple of tournaments. Bjornsson, they opened up with their home one at Bjornsson. They're in Grand Forks yesterday at the Grand Forks Country Club. And, of course, the football team been hitting practice hard. You've probably been watching it over at Hannah Field or seeing it. And the preseason poll is out. They're getting some votes in that Double A right now. Valley City getting a little bit of love, and but of course, Double A still Fargo South, and Triple A still Minot.
I'm not with that at all, but whatever, you know.
It is what it is.
It's got to change anyway. I'm just going to say, volleyball, girls volleyball.
They will start this weekend. Usually, they have that crossover where East and West. Cynthia Claybo, now the new head coach for the Highlander volleyball team. We'll get they'll be getting things started here this weekend for their season.
Okay.
Boys tennis is just starting practice.
Tennis, yeah. Cross country.
They've got a first meet coming up at the Jamestown Park at Parkhurst Recreation Center this weekend.
Saw Coach Belke riding the bike and chasing the girls, and they're working hard.
Yeah, then, it's going to be a fun year. I mean, you lose. You know, we just had Mr. Berg here. Daughter Reagan graduated and is going to NDSU, but they still got a lot of talent back on that boys and girls cross-country team.
Very awesome. The Twins still chasing the Cleveland Guardians. Lost a tough one yesterday. San Diego's going to be tough.
San Diego's going to be a wild card team on the out west in the National League.
Yeah.
And they're always they're a good ball club.
We need some players coming back. I mean, we need
everybody's. But how are we still in the hunt? And your two best players aren't even playing.
I know. That's weird. But we've got some young talent that's really coming through.
Absolutely.
We're short on the pitching, though. The starting pitching is really...
And they didn't make a big move during the trade deadline, which surprised me. Now they could still do a trade before the September 1st deadline.
We could see that maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah. We'll see how far out we are by that time.
Yep.
What are we, three out? Two out.
Two out.
Still two. Cleveland lost two.
Two and a half, yeah.
Okay, go Twins. Vikings, oh, man. Could it be any worse for the Vikings heading into a season? You lose one of your top draft picks in a car accident, killed him. Now you lose your quarterback, one of the I thought he did real well.
He had been playing very well.
I thought maybe he'd sneak in and see quite a bit of action this year, but he's out now for the season.
Yep, out for the season with the meniscus tear.
Wow. So does it get any worse?
No. Well, we'll see. Now, they're 2-0 in the preseason, but that means absolutely nothing as far as I'm concerned.
It didn't mean anything. No, it's nothing, really.
No.
Cleveland?
Yeah. The defense looked good against Cleveland, but then everybody's defense looks good against Cleveland.
You're Las Vegas? Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Hey, they have Philadelphia here, I think, this week. Preseason game.
Yep, final preseason game.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll see what they do. And college football underway, big-time college football underway. I just got a note from my brother and said, hey, I got two tickets for September 13th, Kansas State and Arizona.
And?
Well, we'll see.
Okay. I might go to a Gopher game. Go to see the Gophers play Rhode Island September 7th.
Okay. Speaking of football, be watching. Be watching for Pick 6. Football fun coming to your Times Record and Times Online. Next week, look for the game card. There's going to be a game card. We do 6 games a week. You have to pick the winners. That's all you have to do.
Yep.
No scoring.
Nope.
Pick the winners. And we have the Highliners, VCSU Vikings, UND, NDSU, Minnesota Vikings, and a wild card game every week. Paul and I will pick out a wild one. And we're going to have weekly winners, chance to win a $50 prize from participating businesses. And let's say we had 5 people that guessed the same number right. We'll pick one from those, but the 5 will go into the big drawing for the Minnesota Fun Bus.
So one per week, but then we'll have everybody
that picked them right.
That picked them right.
Right.
Yep.
That may not have won a weekly prize. They're still eligible to win that big prize. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. People like these games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pick the games, and it's easy. You can email us. By the way, the game card will come out Mondays on timesonline.com, and then Tuesdays in the paper. So you have a chance to email it or just drop off your picks.
Yep.
And it's that easy. We have a lot of people that are jumping on this sponsors.
Well, it's always fun to pick games. I love doing that.
I want to mention those folks, too. Dakota Rose Floral, PetroServe USA Farm Store, Bits Tire and Service, Enterprise Sales, Handy Home and Hardware, Labor Club, Bong's Bootery, Quality Alignment, VCSU, Smith Lumber, Didier's Ag Center, Central Avenue Health Mart Pharmacy, Blair's Auto Body, and LA Beans.
Mm.
Nice. Thank you.
A wide range.
A wide range. Today in sports history.
Mm-hmm.
1912.
Remember it well.
Washington Senators, now the Minnesota Twins. Future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Walter Johnson wins AL record 15th straight, beating Cleveland 4-2. 15 straight. 1938, Yankees future Baseball Hall of Famer first baseman Lou Gehrig hits record 23rd and final Grand Slam, an 11-3 win over the A's. 1965, Eddie Matthews, another guy. Eddie Matthews and Hank Aaron in 54-55. Pass Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, hitting 772 homers while playing together on the same team. A lot of home runs. 1991, Dolphin Dan Marino surpasses Joe Montana as the highest paid NFL player with a 5-year extension for $25 million. That's peanuts today. 2000, PGA Championship men's golf. Tiger Woods becomes first since Ben Hogan to win 3 majors in a calendar year. In 2008, Usain Bolt of Jamaica wraps up the 100-200-meter double in style with a new 200-meter world record at the Beijing Olympics. There you have it. Some of the things going on. Birthdays, not that many. Don King, the hair guy.
The hair guy.
1931, was born on this day, 1931.
Looks like a troll doll.
Yeah. Big with boxing, Mike Tyson,
yep,
the whole group.
Yep.
1944, born on 1944, Greg Nettles. Wasn't it brother Craig? Craig and Greg?
Well, Craig Nettles, is this Greg or Craig?
This is Greg.
Greg Nettles.
The Yankee.
That would be Craig Nettles. Well, this guy that you're talking about,
yeah,
the Yankee, started as a twin.
Yes, okay. Yankees, San Diego.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Third baseman. 6-time All-Star.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1973, Todd Helton. Gold Glove winner 3 times, 5-time All-Star. Colorado Rockies.
Just went in the Hall of Fame with Joe Mauer, if memory serves.
Yes. 1954, on this day, born Quinn Buckner. Basketball Hall of Fame point guard for Indiana University. Olympic gold medal, 76. Played for the Bucks, Celtics, Pacers. That's it for birthdays. Trivia?
Trivia.
Brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang Insurance. We thank him for doing this.
And speaking, of course, his daughter Addie is playing volleyball for VCSU this year.
Okay.
So He was interest in Florida.
Yeah.
Would watch them. He got a chance to watch the kids down in Florida.
Yeah, it's really cool that they can do that.
Yeah.
Be able to travel, follow your kids.
Exactly.
You bet.
And, of course, sometimes it pays to have all those eggs in one basket, especially if those eggs need to be insured by a company that you can trust, like Nodak Insurance Company. The more you insure with Nodak Insurance, the more you save. They are the agents with answers. Give Chris Quilvang a call at 845-2912.
Since we were talking about the Minnesota Vikings, NFL season coming up, shorter preseason, three games, longer regular season.
Yep.
I was always wondering when they would get around to that, and they finally are.
Yeah.
A Minnesota Viking trivia question. Here we go. Which one of these Minnesota Vikings players was the NFL MVP? Which one of these four? Chuck Foreman? Randy Moss? Jim Marshall, Alan Page. Which one of those four was an NFL MVP? All of them could have been.
All of them could have been, yeah.
In my eyes, anyway.
Yep.
Of course, we're Viking fans. We're a little biased.
All right.
Think about that one, okay?
All right.
Chuck Foreman, Randy Moss, Jim Marshall, Alan Page. I was almost going to throw in Fran Tarkenton as well.
He was an offensive MVP one year.
Yeah. But not NFL.
Not the overall.
The tag.
Yeah.
Got it. Our weekly trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. I didn't do a words of wisdom. I thought the golf quote was enough of the wisdom.
Yeah.
The road to success is always under construction. I like that one. How do we listen to Toast and Jam?
With your ears.
I like that.
Okay.
Got to clean them out, though.
Yeah, exactly. What? But on the hearing aids. Of course, just go to, you can go to Spotify. You can go to our Apple podcast as well. Then, of course, ValleyCityTimesRecord.com. You can go to our Facebook page. We'll also be posting it on there. And if you want to watch or listen to back episodes and the current one, just go to Toast, T-O-S-T. I had to tell my sister. She said, I can't find anything. I said, take the A out.
Yeah.
T-O-S-T, the letter N, and Jam, toastandjam.com. We got trivia there and all of our past episodes. This was number 30.
You're number today. 30, and I got to say hi to Glenn, also in Minneapolis. He is a crazy listener. He keeps me on my toes.
I bet he does.
Yeah, he does. But again, 1047 Studios, that's where we're at. Beautiful downtown Valley City. It is beautiful. The streets are getting better.
They look,
and now they're painting the streets with all the crosswalks
and
ready for school. Today is Tuesday. Tomorrow, first day of school, Valley City Public Schools. Good luck to all the students
and
teachers.
And watch out for all the little kids running around now.
It's going to be crazy.
Yikes.
Yeah. Toast and Jam podcast brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. And always a big thank you to our executive producer. Cannot forget Eric Kringley. Thank you, Eric. Is that it?
I think so.
Okay, we're back. And thank you.